Welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast Show. It's episode 39 and it's May 15th, 2011. And welcome to the Monster Hunter Podcast. I'm Christian from Game Design Scrapbook.
Hey everyone, this is Social Dissonance, also known as Shepard from YouTube.
Hello, this is Noxella. I'm Thurston.
And I'm Nick, and I'm not here.
I'm driving I'm up driving. From Texas.
I'm way too busy to play with you.
Call me on Skype so I can talk on my phone while I'm driving and be unsafe.
So are we going to call him?
We're gonna take our frustration out on poor innocent monsters.
Okay, we are going to do that. I'm gonna get into your quest. Today we are going to do some great sword action.
Yeah, it's technically the PlayStation Network is up in most areas. However, because Sony doesn't like German people, it's not up there.
It's kind of weird because I have a US account and it's still not working. So it doesn't have to do with the account itself, perhaps with server things. I don't know. It's complicated.
It's not really fair because this is, what is it, the fourth week in a row that we're doing Monster Hunter Try?
Well, it's not like the game is bad, is it?
No, but I mean, I'd like to show off some new monsters or even some old monsters from Monster Hunter Freedom Unite.
Hey! Actually, we are thinking about getting an interesting guest on our next Monster Hunter Freedom Unite show, but more on that later. It's going to be a surprise. So we are now fighting a Legiacrus.
Correct. Yeah, we hadn't fought one in a long time. I can't remember the last time we fought one.
Oh, that's good question.
A while ago. I mean, there may be somebody out there keeping statistics on such things, like what monsters do we like to fight a lot. I get the feeling that we like to fight Devil Joes and Rathalos a lot.
Well, people are requesting Devil Joes a lot.
Yeah, I mean, and that's fair. I mean, he's a fun dude to fight. He's definitely a fun dude to watch.
Yes.
I mean, he's just, he's all personality. He's all smiles, too. One monster that's almost always smiling.
Oh, yeah. Well, I know why. If I was Devil Joe, I would smile as well.
Sure, yeah, I'd swagger everywhere.
He's like a funny dude. Alright, I'm gonna drink an energy drink. Yeah, by the way, people, thanks for your comments on the Shepherd Division. I don't know if we are going to continue using this, certainly for things like the arena challenges, that's a good idea. I don't know if Shepherd had the time to edit Shepherd Vision for today's podcast. If he did, then you will have the opportunity to see me fail horribly at a greatsword.
Yeah, I mean, opinions were almost entirely positive with some slight mix as to feeling as if it was overused.
Hmm.
I get the feeling that it's great to use every once in a while.
Yeah.
I think keeping it as a permanent frame kind of makes it seem a little bit too busy, but I think definitely for arena quests and definitely for like really exciting moments,
yeah,
we can use it for that. So
yeah,
that's what I'm going to try and do.
Maybe like the next time you get hit by Devil Joe's rock.
As many angles as possible whenever of us dies.
Replay in slow motion everything.
So we are all admittedly pretty terrible with greatswords.
No, so Nexella is all wonderful.
I am so bad.
Yeah. I mean, not that I'm agreeing with you being bad, but it's not only is it, I mean, it's difficult to get the timing down if you don't use it all the time, but it's even worse when you use it underwater because your depth perception is pretty terrible.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, I might just, I've got earplugs, durr.
Herpty derp.
Herp.
I'm jealous of your earplugs.
Yeah, well, they're helpful. Don't you have earplugs on that set?
I do not. Maybe if I had a better charm, but I don't.
Yeah, I think you need a +7 critical draw charm. Oh, he's going to do his big thing. I'm just going to run into it
and hopefully not die. Oh, wow. Explosions.
I didn't get hit.
Ooh, oh, wow.
I was just trying to get myself a little damage mitigation so I would be, like, floating through the air and not get blown up by one of his big shock bursts. It looks like... Is Nick trying to call us?
Is he? No, I don't think so. He's still offline.
He might have been sending us voicemails. That's fun. Sorry, Nick.
Well, if it's a voicemail, then probably it's something that we maybe can show during the podcast.
Yeah, I'll record the voicemails. You jerks are doing the podcast without me!
Gobble, 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 gobble. Nick said something horrible.
Yeah, I can imagine him saying something horrible. So I think my main strategy is going to be just doing combos, Noxella. I think that's probably going to be the most damage effective.
Oh, you are not doing the charges?
No. I mean, I'm going to aim for the charges when I can.
Oh, no. Oh. Oh, wow.
But you can do, like, there was some, you know, doing the overhead into, like, the horizontal swing isn't that much worse damage than getting off a normal charge anyways. And I know there's going to be all sorts of people out there saying, you're wrong. Well, it's a lot easier to land. You can't disagree with that.
Oh, yeah. It is.
You know, I mean, you go through twice as much sharpness, I guess. That's the only problem.
Ooh. Oh, no. Oh, man. The Geocruz is such a cute monster.
He is cute. I'll agree with that.
He's mad. He's always so mad.
Mad. Well, every monster is mad. Is there a monster in this game that is not mad, that's just chilling all the time?
Double Joe?
No, Double he's super Joe. Mad. I mean, he even gets...
Super happy.
Well, okay, yeah. But mad.
It's a real angry sort of happy.
You know, do you know the Bjork song, Violently Happy? That's what he is.
We need to make a music video of that. Goble seems kind of happy most of the time.
Oh, yeah?
Only when he's limping does he seem kind of sad. I mean, he's also the only monster that can pretty consistently destroy me.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, it just seems like him and his cousin are the only ones that ever kill me on this podcast.
Who's his cousin?
Hapuroboka.
Oh, you mean the sand thing?
Yes.
Oh, it killed you already in podcast? Really?
Yeah, remember we were doing the arena quest together? He ate me, I was trying to see if I could block through his charge.
Oh, and you couldn't?
You can't.
Well.
Can't do that. Don't try it.
Nope.
Bad idea.
Nope, not good. Nope. Oh, wow.
Charges in a row.
Man, he was really, electrocated.
Oh, hey!
It's Raven.
God. Oh, I keep missing all my hits.
Oh man, me too.
That's not good, guys.
I get off the little slap, but I miss all the charges.
This is. I'm not going to do the charges anymore. This is really silly because I'm not hitting him anyway. So maybe doing the combos is perhaps a better idea.
I'm gonna call this the Great Sword Failcast. Oh, so I visited my brother this past week.
Okay.
And he ended up giving me... Oh, yeah. Yeah, Noxel and I were actually able to play in person together.
Oh, wow.
I know.
Oh, boy.
It was really fun. So it was just like old times.
Oh, wow. I think I hit the microphone just now. I'm sorry about
that. You punched it. You were so excited.
I'm so excited.
I mean, and he's got, like Noxel. Like, I'm not hating. But your floor man... It's got a lot of guys just walking around in their underwear. Like, I don't know if it's just Axella. Like, he's got that effect on them. Like, they're always trying to seduce him or something. They're always going to his room, and they're trying to play Smash Brothers. Like, hey, Noxella, want to play? And he's like, no. He's just shy. He's like,
oh, wow.
Well, in any case, I want to mention, my brother gave me my old Dreamcast back.
Oh, wow.
How fun would it be to do a Dreamcast?
Oh! somehow possible to play it online still?
Oh no, oh I'm sure it is not.
But what about emulators and stuff like that?
I don't know. I know there was a pretty good emulator working at one point. I'm not sure if I fully support it or not.
Man, that would be awesome. Doing like a Power Stone or something.
Yeah. Oh, Power Stone is so good. So I guess now would be as good a time as any to kind of talk about the plan and future of our production of these videos.
Oh, yeah.
Because we're getting pretty pro, guys. Like, you know, all you fans out there, your haters, you know, you're going to hate. But, you know, this has gone in really just like, what, 4 or 5 short months. And really over the year from an audio-only podcast to a completely coordinated online podcast to like having like dual vision and things like that, you know. But we're thinking we want to do some other things, but at the same time we don't want to alienate our core audience. So if things work out, the plan will probably be 2 casts a week. One will always be Monster Hunter, the other will really focus more on the things that really interest Christian and Nick, and really all of us. But I mean, really, this is going to be those guys' jobs. Games that can teach us a little bit about game design. So hopefully there'll be new games, maybe not, maybe there'll be old games, but in any case we'll try and get certain game developers on as guest commentators if possible.
Maybe
get the Brainy Gamer back.
Oh yeah,
and we love him.
Oh, by the way, we just cut the tail.
Oh yeah,
I saw that. Who was that? Was Noxella, I'm sure, right? Is that you, buddy? Good job.
That was, well, thank you.
That was teamwork.
Teamwork.
That was teamwork.
So, I mean, is that our basic consensus, guys? I mean, that's really... Because, you know, we want to do more than just Monster Hunter, only because it's like, there's only so many monsters. Many challenges, and there's only so much we can do in terms of coming back to the same game every single week. It gets a little... Right. It's a little painful at times.
Yeah, and you know, this will never be like a game design podcast. I think we're just going to just play games. I think that one of the most important things. Oh wow, I'm just getting smashed with Lachiacus. I might die. Oh, thanks.
No, you're not. Not if I have anything to say about it. I mean, I need the health too.
I think the most important thing that we are going to look forward in the games we are going to play is to make sure that you can play it with 4 people, basically.
Yeah, I think that's really important. I mean, you know, we're in the process of actually coming up with a website. Don't give out the domain yet. It's not ready yet.
No.
But we're in the process. And when it's up, I mean, you can kind of, I guess, something that is similar to it, if you want to go out right now and see another format that I really enjoy, is Giant Bomb. They have something called a Quick Look that they do where they just go through a game. And it's a couple guys, and they're just, you know, playing it, having a good time, dying to Legiacrus. You know?
Yeah. That's,
whatever.
That's what they do. It's an entertaining thing. Man, what's happened to you? I didn't even
see. I was too close to get away.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, that's how it goes.
That's a problem with Legiacrus. When he has you, in his sight... then you are Dunsies oftentimes, because he will paralyze you and then you have...
Did you just say Dunsies? That's awesome! Oh no, I am Dunsies! It is all over.
Isn't that something you say? Like, oh, wow, okay, maybe I'm just watching too much
podcasts. We say it all the time.
Maybe I'm just watching too many podcasts, seriously. I think Day9 says Dunsies.
Well, Day9 should not be your first choice of learning grammar.
I mean,
I love Day9. Hey. Maybe not the best podcast technique either.
Oh.
Well, I don't know. My only issue with Day9.
Yeah.
And I love Day9. Yeah. And I think it's great. I think he's doing a great job in general for promoting the basics of what it takes to have a good video podcast. And then in terms of his setup, I mean, especially if you consider the fact that he's also live streaming everything.
Oh, yeah.
That's really impressive. I mean, we could potentially get to that point, but I don't know if I don't know if I ever want to take it that far. That's a huge commitment. I mean, coordinating 3 other people. My only issue is that he oftentimes shows like really, really amateur people, like people from like silver and gold. And I think most people, while they may find that interesting in terms of improving their play, occasionally, really, I think most people just want to watch it to watch like really cool players destroy other really good players.
See, I disagree with you there.
Okay.
I'm like watching this podcast, especially because, you know, most of the players out there are silver and bronze and are not really pro gamers. So seeing something that you can relate to in terms of, you know, play quality, skill, I find it more interesting to see things that I can compare to my own play and not some kind of crazy, 400 actions per minute kind of thing.
Yeah, make sure you've been logging your minerals from the very first second to the 10-minute mark.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I understand how that could be difficult. All right, he's exhausted, and I have a pitfall trap, and I also have a lot of bombs.
Oh,
and,
that's...
I kind of want revenge.
That sounds like a recipe for a party.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, just add a little bit of your own Four Loko to that. You're going.
I'm sure we'll have blessed.
We're going to open a keg, a powder keg.
Oh. Oh, boy.
Oh, man. Oh. Where's Nick?
Where is Nick? There's a royal.
He's on the road for like 5 hours.
5 hours? Wow.
All right, bombing time.
All right. I'm right there. Oh, wow.
Careful.
Okay.
And there's bombs. All right, did you drop the other one? Okay, I'm dropping the...
Yeah! Wow!
That was a lot of damage.
Wow, that was a great image there. We should show my
what, double? All right, we'll do it. I sure hope that Royal Ludroth doesn't, bother us. Oh!
Oh, wow.
Cool. He's dead.
He's dead.
That wasn't that bad of a time for us all being terrible with greatswords, I guess.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh my gosh. The greatsword fans out there are like, oh.
They're like, what are you doing?
Stop comboing!
Stop comboing! Don't do that! Well, first of all, we were all underwater. Okay?
Yes. Yes.
So, it's a little different underwater than it is on land.
No.
Second of all,
the Royal Ludroth is really
angry.
He's excited.
He's like a puppy.
He's just like a dog.
So, how about we ask you a question? I haven't prepared any questions yet, so I'm doing this also, live and spontaneously.
Oh, here's a question. When's the PlayStation Network going to be back up? Today! Oh, yeah!
Well, sorta, kinda, or maybe not. Have you actually checked our region based statistics or where the people are coming from who are listening to this podcast?
A lot of people. I mean, the people that comment the most, right, seem to be from Europe because they don't seem to be from North America, because the people that comment the most are always like really confused, because they're like, you know, hey, you gonna play with me? And I'm like, I'm in North America, dude. Like, they're from Australia, like, you know, do they speak the same language in America? And I'm like, yeah, we speak English. We speak English too. I mean, that person seemed like they're maybe more of a perpetually confused person, so much so than like a person confused about the podcast.
Oh man.
However, that being said, it's pretty much mixed all over. You know, mostly North America. A lot of people in Great Britain. Seems to be a pretty decent following in Germany. Like a pretty dedicated following for whatever reason. It seems really popular over there.
Yeah, I don't know why.
I don't know what it is, but maybe it's one of the few semi-violent games that are released that are easily purchasable.
No, you know, the violence thing is not that bad in Germany, especially in recent times. I think there are just, you know, certain extreme cases like Gears of War where, you know, it's kind of weird, but most of the time we get the same games as you guys.
Well, I mean, Gears of War wasn't that great of a game anyways.
Yeah.
So I mean, let's face it. No. Big, chunky dudes running around behind cover.
Yeah.
Well, I like it.
What?
Boombox armor. Boombox armor.
What?
Boombox
armor? Box armor?
Boombox armor? Have you seen their armor? Looks like a boombox.
Oh yeah, indeed. Yeah.
Oh well, I'm a fan of boxes.
They basically they look a little bit like a transformer.
All right, hold on a second. I have the quests I want to do next. Okay, so we're gonna do a Uragon.
Yeah.
Oh, actually, maybe I can upgrade my Raytheon greatsword. Let's see if we can do that.
Energy drink. I'm gonna drink some energy drink.
Well, how come I've got 6 Raytheon rubies, dude? That's a lot of Raytheon rubies.
Seriously, man. Okay, so how about I'm gonna ask this question here? It's from Anonymous, who hacked PSN.
Stop hacking.
Yeah. Well, maybe if we answer a question, you're gonna give us PSN back. How about that?
I hope so.
So his question is, what do you think is the most annoying monster to fight?
Baggy. Great baggy.
Of course.
Didn't miss a beat.
Of course. Oh, man. But okay, besides the baggy.
I would have to say I don't really enjoy fighting Tigrex in Freedom Unite because he just runs everywhere and you have to chase him down.
Dude, that's the truth. Right there. Noxella's spitting truth all over the place.
Tigrex?
All over the place. Yeah.
Yeah, he's really annoying. Hmm.
He's much more manageable in Portable Third, though. Oh.
Yeah. What do we want to talk a little bit about, like, the change in difficulty from Freedom Unite to Portable Third?
Sure.
Because I was talking about this with my brother. Now, Christian, you don't have like really all that much experience in Freedom Unite, right? Like you maybe are just barely getting up to high rank.
Yeah, but I spent 20 hours in it, so.
Yeah, so I mean, we can kind of talk about the progression of difficulty. Oh, you guys got cool drinks?
Oh no,
I do.
I just realized I'd have no.
So it's like, you know, Freedom Unite, probably the evolution in terms of the basic difficulty standard going the whole way forward. Because as far as I remember, it's really the only game in the series that has something along the lines of a G-rank difficulty, right? And there's nothing like that in Freedom 2. And by the way, we're completely ignoring the online game because we'll never be able to play that. Until maybe when if I ever move to Korea, in which case I will play it.
You mean the Frontier one?
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yes, thank you. Freedom Unite is really, you know, the most difficult game in this series. And I think as you move forward to try, things definitely seem a little bit easier. Although if you try to solo the content online, it can be kind of difficult, only because the monsters have so much life, I think.
Right, yes.
Have you tried to solo many things online, Noxella?
I have not, but
I have, and it takes a while. It definitely does take a while.
I believe
so. You know, at least in Freedom Unite, things did a ton of damage in G rank. But at the same time, you were usually well equipped to deal out even more damage than you ever could in Try. Only because, like, you know, you get up to purple sharpness, there was like affinity boosts, all sorts of crazy things like that. But it was still really difficult because the hitboxes were completely unforgiving. And I guess that's the biggest difference from Unite to Try, is that with the new hitboxes, you know, you're not getting hit nearly half as much.
Right.
You know, if you see like something heading towards you, you see it coming and you can get out of the way. No problem. And you know if it's going to hit you or not. Unite, you know, if you were within, you know, one block of Plesioth. In fact, even if your brother's version of Unite was on in the other room, you know, and he was fighting Plesioth and you were just taking a shower, you would get hit.
Yeah. And he just, what the? I'm taking a shower, Plesioth.
Yeah, bro, turn that off, man. Smack all this shampoo in my eyes. I can't see. I'm blind.
Shower in peace.
Oh, wow. Bro. Oh. So that's Freedom Unite. Now Try, you know, you see a tail. You know, if you're ducking, you know, a lot of times that tail will just go right on over you.
Oh, yeah.
No problem. But, you know, you still online, the monsters were kind of hard. Nothing nearly as difficult as G-Rank. But, you know, they provided some challenge, especially for a lot of people. Devil Joe can always be a pain. Latreon can take a long time if you're not using the appropriate strategy, so on and so forth. But my feeling is that moving into portable third, and I haven't played high rank nearly as much as I should, so I'm not like an expert on this. In fact, you're probably more of an expert on this than me, Noxella. It just, it feels as if things just die, like, a lot easier.
Right?
Like, you've got less life, you know, you've got better weapons. The only thing that they took out was purple sharpness, but, I mean, that's not really a deal-breaker for everything.
No.
Oh, wow.
And then there's also stamina damage and fatigue that they added between Freedom Unite and Try.
And now, have you heavily used defense. Those skills?
Yeah, I do, because since I main hammer, like, I get a ton of stamina damage out. So one of the sets that I actually use a lot is the Thunder Giganox set, and that comes with stamina damage.
And did you use that with a bow, or just you just use that with a hammer anyways, like with a thunder hammer?
I mainly use that with a hammer. But okay. It does a lot of stamina damage, and you notice that the fatigue happens very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and so then that's something else that I didn't mention just now, was that you have stamina damage, and you have monsters in an exhausted state. So it's almost like the pacing of the battles is much different than it was in Freedom Unite. I mean, in Freedom Unite, you had a hard monster only getting more difficult.
Right.
Now you have monsters that start off normal, you know, become a little difficult as they go into rage mode, and then become extremely easy once they're exhausted. And especially now that, you know, traps become even more effective when they're exhausted too, you're all that much more effective. So, Now, I was talking to my brother about this, and I think, you know, there's a lot of people, a lot of, like, huge fans of Monster Hunter, really disappointed with this change, because, like, they come to it for, like, the frustratingly difficult battles. And the even more frustrating drops once they actually beat that monster. But I think it's better for the series in general, because they can always make the monsters more difficult. I think what they're trying to do is they're trying to make sure that this game has as wide of an appeal as possible to as many fans as possible. And then, you know, once the PSP2 comes out, or NGP, or whatever it is they're going to call it, they'll release their G-Rank version, and then they could start adding in monsters, you know, maybe monsters that aren't as weak to fatigue damage, or monsters that just do so much more damage, it doesn't even matter if they're exhausted.
Yeah, I don't know. I never played Purple Third long enough to notice it. And people actually been commenting, you know, I've been wearing the same armor for such a long time. Because we've been trying to get me on high rank.
Shaggy armor. Yeah, well, I think we almost got you Jinoga armor.
Yeah,
which
but...
You just want for the defense, really.
Yeah, I know. I really have to play the game a little bit longer. But even when you start out, you notice that that Portable Third is much more accessible than Freedom Unite. I mean, Freedom Unite, I finished single player mode at least in Monster Hunter Try, and I tried Freedom Unite, and it was brutal. I died at the first quest and was about picking picking herbs, you know.
Yeah, you got killed by the Tigrex, I guess, right?
No, even worse. I got killed by Bulfangos, and everything was charging me, and I was, what's going on? it was really, really weird. But I also noticed that I was playing the multiplayer version, not the, because I went straight for the
Guildhall,
not for the...
Yeah, that's a pretty big... that's a pretty common mistake, actually.
Yeah. So with time you get used to it, but and actually then it's really great, because you know the difficulty makes every victory so much more meaningful. But I do understand that they probably want to ease it up a little bit, especially at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they may have gone just slightly overboard, though, only because like. There's nothing that comes even close to, like, the challenge of, like, white Fatalis.
Mm-hmm.
Or even black Fatalis, or any Fatalis, really. Because, like, here's a monster, you know, has a really goofy moveset. I mean, would you agree, Noxel? Like, just kind of really weird. You know,
yeah.
He, like, swipes a little, Like, none of his attacks look like they should do any damage to you, but, like, he's got plenty of attacks that can almost one-shot you anyways.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, then you go to portable... Thank you. Wow, that was good timing.
Yeah.
Very impressive. Then you go to portable 30 and you're fighting the last bosses, and, like, you're killing them in, like, 10 minutes in your first try. And you're like, what is this? This is sad.
This guy's serious.
Yeah, you've made me sad. Like, you were just... You're a big floating baby. So...
I'm pretty sure they're going to... Because the series is so successful right now, so they're probably going to bring out, like, a more difficult, like, a G version of this... Of Monster Hunter Portable 3rd.
Oh, yeah.
And everything's going to be fine. Actually, the thing I'm looking more forward to is simply being able to play it on a American version. Because, you know, we're translating from Japanese is really, really difficult, I think.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's not fun.
You're losing so much.
Well, it takes so long to put together an armor set. You're just sitting there, like, you know, going over your Excel spreadsheet, crying. Like, you know, I could be doing something a lot better with my time than, like, looking up katakana, kanji, hiragana. All of them. Because, like, it's not even, like, it's normal, like, straight-up go-with-one-form-of-the-dictionary Japanese.
Yeah,
like, they even mix in, like, English, too. Like, there's some skills that are simply just named KO.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's the skill name. And you're like, is that for adding KO damage to everything? I think that increases the KO damage you do. I don't know.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I'm trying really hard just to get one poison off. I don't think I've done that yet. Have I? I just didn't notice.
Nope. I don't think you have.
Oh, man. This is, like, the worst Greatsword video in the world.
Yeah, pretty bad. I mean, look, it can't be any worse than our World of Tanks cast. We were
come
not
on.
Pro with that.
But it was so... There were some... A few battles were so riveting and exciting and... Remember when you almost when you were like shooting with your artillery at the guys who were trying to capture our base?
Yeah, that was pretty cool. Oh, I did enjoy that part.
That was I was looking at it the other day and it was still
artillery tank.
Yeah, but that's something for the Monster Hunter World of Tanks podcast. So, I don't know, something is wrong with me. Oh yeah, I need to drink a cool drink. Oh.
It's like, I feel really odd.
Oh yeah, I'm in a volcano, and I'm melting. That's
you know,
the problem.
I swear this... Alright, we gotta get him in a trap. Oh, and I don't have any more.
I can have traps. Should I do?
I've got a pitfall trap.
Okay.
I'll drop it. Don't drop yours here because he might run away. In fact, in all likelihood, he probably will. Alright, well, I definitely get my poison off now. Oh, come on. Don't just stand there and be... difficult.
Oh, man.
There we go.
All right.
Yeah.
You also got a shiny.
I did. I didn't even notice that.
Winched him. You just dropped the shine.
I used almost all my healing potions. Wow.
Bring any life powders this time, Noxo? Alright, I'm dropping bombs.
I forgot. Oh, okay.
Oh, dropping bombs.
Watch out.
Oh no.
Oh wow.
That punk.
Come on.
Punked me.
Oh!
Well,
why would you do that?
It worked, right? I'm sorry.
Okay, I have another one.
Yeah.
No!
Oh,
no!
Dear.
Oh!
Sorry. So sorry.
Did you got hit, Shepard?
A little bit. A little bit. Yeah. I'm just getting ready to drop another shock trap as soon as he pops out of this. We don't want to give him time to get out of rage mode. Or go into rage mode.
Oh,
he's limping! If you guys got
yes, I have some. Wait a minute.
Perfect steal.
Too late.
I blew myself up for no reason.
Well, there is a good reason we are doing this on a podcast.
Oh, that's true. Yeah, there's people that always enjoy
people,
that.
People enjoy it
hey,
a lot.
Hey, guys, you want to try something?
What?
All right, on the count of three, do the upswing. But wait, I'll face Noxella. Noxella, you face Christian.
Wait a minute. How do you do upswing?
X
and trying X and A at the same time. All right, okay. Face me, Christian.
Okay.
All right. Wait, no. You got to get back a little bit. Okay. One, two, three.
Oh, God.
Yeah! I survived.
I didn't get mine.
Let's try it again.
One more time.
All right. One, two, three.
Oh, no!
Oh, no!
I think we need four people for maximum launchage.
Oh, yes. One more time.
Maximum
launches.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Launch.
That's pretty good.
I wonder if it's possible to launch us, each of us.
Trust me, I've laid up at night dreaming about that.
Uragan Carapace, Mystery Charm.
I want to mention, when I was helping my brother grind out some Uragan armor, because he wanted it for his greatsword set, there was one quest where we did the double Uragan and steel Uragan. I got 3 Uragan rubies in one run.
So crazy. Give me your gems.
I haven't really sat down and done the math on that, but it's very improbable. We can just leave it at that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it took him, 6 or 7 tries just to get 1. So, I don't know what I'm going to do with them. I already have the full gunner set. I guess I'll make the full blademaster set. Okay, and we've got one more quest that I think we'll do. What's our recording at right now? We are at 37 minutes.
We should do a third quest, and that's good.
I think so.
So, Shepard, people have been asking a lot, and I'm just looking through the questions. But what are the plans with the Let's Play?
I think I have more time now. My work schedule is going to be changing a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
The only excuse I could provide is I was watching a lot of professional StarCraft. People may remember there was also a dry spell around the time when StarCraft was first released. I really like that game.
Uh-huh.
Big fan.
Oh, yes, me too.
So I think, you know, I already have it. It's already recorded, okay? It's not like it doesn't exist. I'm just not particularly happy with the runs that I did.
Okay.
I would like to provide something that's a bit better. And so maybe what I might do is I might try to figure out some way to live cast them, or at the very least, I'm going to start doing them one at a time. Mm-hmm. Because what I'm doing now is I sit down and I grind out a whole bunch of them at once, and that can be very tiring and my play gets very sloppy. And so I think I'll just plan on releasing them episodically, just one at a time. I mean, you know, I don't know what else I can do other than that. I could just release the ones I have. I'm not happy with that. I'm not happy with that content. If it's going to be the last thing that I do for the Let's Play.
Hmm.
No, I mean, it's not like the Let's Play isn't mostly complete anyways. I do understand and I sympathize with people who want to see that finish because maybe they themselves are having a difficult time getting it done at a level appropriate. Level.
Mm-mm.
It's difficult. I mean, it's hard. I mean, it takes about 20 minutes a quest, and that can be a long time. I mean, that's 20 minutes for me. I mean, for some people, it could be a lot longer than that, I guess.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, so I think we're going to do Barioth and Rathalos.
Oh, wow.
So bring flash bombs.
Yeah, I always do. So is it in the Tundra?
Nope.
It's in the arena.
Yeah. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yes.
So, what about the online Let's Play thing?
I really feel as if the podcast takes care of that.
Mm.
You know, if we really ever completely run out of things to do, that'd be something I would consider, but I think more than anything, if we want to create interesting content, maybe it would be something along the lines where rather than using that time of me playing myself, working through the quests on my own, I would take requests from fans possibly even playing with the fans and work through it that way.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think that would be more interesting.
That I think, yeah, that's a good idea. Because basically the online quests are theoretically the same quests as the online quests, other way around.
Yeah, they're the same as offline. Generally, they're easier. You know, they should be easier. You've got up to four hunters, and if you have all four hunters, there really shouldn't be any quest in the game that you can't beat as long as you don't have somebody dying three times in a row.
And especially if you get somebody in who is already, you know, has better armor, better equipped. There are plenty of hunters who are willing to help, like, low-rank hunters out.
Oh, yeah. Like, I hopped into a room just this morning within seconds. By the way, I only grabbed the map. Wait, I'll grab some rations, too. Wait, no, I'd rather just have the map.
Why do you get the map?
I don't want to get lost.
Okay. That's a good idea. I'm going to grab one, too.
Guys, they're in Area 1.
Oh, thanks.
Wait a minute. There we go.
Ah. Oh, now I can find them. Thank you.
So, I mean, I have somewhere upstairs in an attic. Because right after I bought the Hey Podge, I moved. So my old recording software is packed away. The issue is that with the Hey Podge, you may have noticed, Christian, on the preview screen, you have about, I don't know, 2-3 seconds of a delay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before you see everything. And if I were to live cast, I would need to find out some way that I could, like, delay the audio.
Huh.
If that's possible, then it really wouldn't be an issue to live cast at all, I guess.
Oh, why don't you just splice the audio into the Hey Podge? Oh no, that doesn't make sense, right? Because you want to say something when it appears.
Yeah.
No, wait a minute. No, that works. You say you record. You're watching. Oh, this is really complicated. This is like time travel.
All right, so I'll say it. So I could have. I have two laptops, right?
Yes.
So that's no problem. I can Skype over one.
Yes.
Easy. The other one will have the Hey Podge device running. That will be the live stream box.
Mm-hmm.
So we would find some way to splice our audio, our Skype audio, over the Hey Podge, and that way all we have to figure out how to do is how to delay our audio. Which should be possible, right?
It should be. Okay, so why do we want to delay the audio anyway?
So it syncs up more closely to what's actually happening in the game, rather than hearing us go, "Oh no!" and then like 5 seconds later, I die.
So I understand now. Oh yeah.
Oh no! No! Never mind. I'm cool.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean.
Right. So that's really the only thing that's keeping us from live streaming now, is I don't want to have that issue. Now, of course, I suppose there are people out there, they'll take the live streaming with a delay or no delay, right? I mean, the vast majority of the time, we're not even talking about anything that related to what's going on screen anyways, right?
Like, for example, fighting two monsters right here, and they're smashing us. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I remember when we first started doing this video podcast, like, we were really concerned about making sure that the audio listeners weren't confused. Yeah, not anymore. But, you know, I find that it's better just to stick with what is entertaining to listen to.
Yeah, I think so, yes, definitely.
Are we focusing on the Rathalos or the Barrio?
Yes.
I'm just going.
That's not enough. What?
Actually, Barioth is pretty easy to poison, so.
Okay, we'll go and focus on Barioth. Okay, because I was doing the Rathalos a little bit right now. But the Barioth is so super quick.
Yeah. It's kind of frustrating as a greatsword.
Yeah.
I'm not even trying to get off any charges.
No, I'm not even trying either.
Oh.
So, Nexella, you're doing charges? Wow.
I am.
Nexella is team. Nexella is wow. Rathalos just did a full charge, like a full blast right into Barioth's face.
Yeah, I like that. There's that one arena quest with Agnaktor and Barioth, and I just love it. Especially when Agnaktor is like really feeling it, like that day, like he really ate like his Shepherdos, and he's just shooting laser beams all over the place.
Shepherdos?
Yeah.
So, by the way, if you're talking about annoying monsters, I think I don't like Elytron very much.
Yeah, I would agree.
If you sleep bomber, there's no problem.
Yeah.
Or if you're clusk bombing, although, you know, I'll be honest, like, I've never really used that strategy. I know it's superior in many ways. It's a little bit faster. Like, I remember seeing one video, like, pro style, oh, I'm gonna die. Oh. And I'm really bad lately, guys. I suck.
Wow, you did that twice in this podcast.
I'm kind of hot, like like it's raining here.
Uh-oh, I'm gonna die as well.
Look. And like, oh.
I'll save you.
Oh.
Yo, thank you! Wow, Naxxella is such a team player.
Teamwork.
Where is teamwork? Show me teamwork.
Teamwork!
There we go.
I think I want to get the bury off in a pitfall trap and then drop bombs on his face.
Oh, look, okay. I was just rolling because I wanted to get off my status and I realized I'm poisoned. That doesn't really help.
Shake it off, Christian. Shake it off.
I have a heart attack. I think I need to roll a little bit. Man, if everything were... That would be great. If every sickness in the world would be just treatable by just rolling.
Oh, I can't see anything.
I saved you from Arathalos. Don't worry about it.
Oh, was he about to, like, hit me with something?
He was charging.
Oh, well, thank you. You're a good person.
That'll be $5.
Okay.
You're a bad person.
Stay pal. But now they're not going to go into my trap.
Come on.
No, he might.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, how did he not?
I don't know.
In a second, right? Oh, wow. Come on. Yes!
Oh.
Okay, well, I'm setting up these bombs.
Yes.
Oh! Okay, oh. I got him. I also rolled out of the way.
That's great for you.
I'm sorry.
Now you're a snowball.
Now I'm a snowball.
Oh, Naxxella, you're so random.
How Bariath just smashed the Rathalos' face.
We need to really kill one of those. Or perhaps both. I don't know.
the damage output is a little bit higher with both of them running around like maniacs, though.
Yeah, yeah. And also die.
Oh. No, you're not.
Oh, nice. Oh, yes.
I'm going to drop another trap.
Okay,
bump ready.
Oh, he's gonna land right in it! No, I'm not gonna bomb, I'm just gonna hit him in the wing.
Okay. Watch out. Oh!
Oh!
Dram!
Got punked!
Dram!
Is that dead? No, he's not dead.
But there's a bomb. There's a bomb.
Hit it!
Can't.
What?
There you go.
Very effective.
I think it hit me more than you. Then.
You got his talents.
Oh, yeah.
How do I not die in this situation?
I think I'm burning.
It's something you should always be asking yourself.
How do I not die in this situation?
Yeah, don't ask what Shepard would do, just ask yourself what you have to do in order not to die. That's generally also like life advice.
Yeah. Well. Yeah, no, that applies to everything.
See, Monsanto teaches you skills you can apply in real life. Like, for example, every time I'm... I don't know, when I at university, when I had a bad exam or something, I would just sleep bomb it.
I need to sleep bomb an exam. I have never done that before.
It's really cool. It's really super effective. Because in real life, you can take how many bombs you want, you know?
Whoa! I think part of the problem is I'm like, I'm getting just a little bit of lag. Just like a little bit like I'm in the Matrix, but I'm not Neo. Yeah. I'm just like a normal pedestrian.
Do you see a black cat?
I see a red door and I want it painted black.
What? What? You want to paint your door?
I see a black Diablos and I want it painted red.
I think Rathalos is exhausted, by the way.
It's a good time to hit him in the face.
I'm hitting... Oh, wow. I'm a snowman.
No, don't fly away. Well, I guess you can't go anywhere, huh? If you think about that.
When you're a snowman and you get hit by Rathalos, will you burn?
Excellent question.
That's something I can test right away.
Oh! Uh-oh.
Hi, Shepard.
Hey, what's up, dude? Dude, let's combine together. We'll form a snowman.
Oh, man, that would be awesome.
I cut off a tail, and I'm also out of life powder.
Okay.
Oh, it's cool.
I'm going to... Shepard, you need some help?
No, man. Showing off my pro snowball skills.
Okay, I can heal you, you know.
I'm good. I got a mega potion.
Ah! Ooh. We really do kill one of those guys.
Yeah, I'm surprised the Baryas not dead by now, but it seems like we're damaging them both like approximately like equally.
It seems so, yeah. The Baryas is exhausted.
Okay, I'm gonna drop the trap.
Hi, Shepard.
What's up, dude?
I'm just swinging. Okay. Baryath, come on, Baryath. Come on.
Damn it.
Oh. Not like this. We've been talking about this so much. Oh, Kuma. Raythan is also a little bit tired.
Now he's mad.
Rathalos. Not Raythan. Rathalos. Los. Los Rathalos del Parque.
Oh no!
Oh no! Oh!
He goes.
Does he go into another area? Oh man. Oh wow.
How did he not? What is going on? There's so much lag. I cannot reliably tell where the Baryoth is going to be.
Yeah, you sound a little bit like a robot as well.
Well, I'm a tiny robot.
Come on, C3PO, R2-D2. Let's disengage the garbage compactors. I'm gonna kill this monster here. They're getting on my nerves.
I don't have any more life powders either.
I would love to read a question, but I'm so... so
afraid?
I'm afraid that I will die. Oh, look, Shepard.
It's a good fear. Oh, I just, I think I broke its wing. I'm gonna guess I broke its wing.
You did. Yeah. You did.
Oh, wow.
There we go.
And there goes the tail.
Get all those mega potion carves we want.
Oof. Ooh, wow.
Oh, now he's mad.
No. His wing is still intact, one of his wings.
Yeah, one of them is.
Oh, what?
What?
Guys, I wasn't in front of the fireball.
Oh, yeah, okay.
No, I call shenanigans.
His wing is still intact, one of his wings.
Yeah, one of them is.
Oh! What?
What? His wing is still intact, one of his wings.
Yeah, one of them is.
Oh! What?
What?
I was underneath the barrier, like, running away.
Do you have video footage as a proof?
Yes, I do!
Okay, we're gonna send it into Capcom, and they will give us the win for this quest.
Look, the last time I died, that was, like, probably totally my fault.
Look, we've been off the server logs. You're right. There was a bug in our server.
I want a refund of all of my items and gold.
That's a good thing when you're recording stuff. You can
yeah.
call them out on this stuff.
Shenanigans. How come nobody's ended up in that trap yet?
I don't know. That's what I want to know. I'm trying to get someone in there.
Yeah, guys, I have sharpened my weapon. I think we're going to be good now.
Oh, boy.
Come on, Barrios. You want
there
this?
There we go.
Yes. Come on. Charge.
And that's
yeah,
a dead
he's
barrier.
Dead. Yeah, that was yeah! Really, that's like
oh wow!
Oh, that's me. I did.
That was awesome.
I charged my greatsword and hit him in the air while he was charging us.
That was the best finish.
Oh yes. Oh wow, that's awesome.
Oh wait, we actually get carbs. I forgot, this isn't a real arena quest! This is a real quest, just happens to take place in the arena. Get your carbs, it's not mega potions!
Oh no, carbs!
They're also tails.
Oh no, the tails! So many carbs!
One's near the Dragonator button, one's near the entrance.
So little time, so many carbs.
Which one do I want?
I want the Rathalos tail.
Gotta make my mind up, which carb can I take?
And I was like a jerk, and I set off a bomb and everything too.
It's Friday.
No! Oh! Did you get it?
I got it.
What'd you get?
Got a skill.
You oh. Got this. I got this. Hey, my friends. Oh, wow.
Hey, is this mostly just good for, heavy armor spears?
Oh, yeah, a lot of heavy armor spears. That's good.
Yes.
Hey, Hunter rank 100. All right.
Well, so can we get Nick on a show?
Nick on a show?
We want to call him on his car.
No, I don't have any Skype credit.
Oh, yeah, I don't have any Skype credit either. So, does Nick have Skype credit?
I don't know.
No.
Oh, wow, we are so well prepared for this. Wow. The professionality is just...
Through the roof.
Man, I'm glad we're doing this professionally. So should we finish up with a short question about that?
Yeah, sure.
Well, let me see if I can pick up something good. No, or maybe yes. I don't know. We probably already answered this question, so I'm not going to answer this. Yeah, okay. How about this? This is from Jewel.
Like a singer?
Maybe, or maybe like in Ghostbusters.
Okay. Maybe even a unit of energy.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome. No,
oh,
no.
Yeah.
No, that's good, that's good.
Okay, we'll call them Mega Jewel.
And Jewel asks us, hi there, I've got a question. If you place large barrel bombs precisely in between two body parts of a monster, like between Elytra's wings and head, will they do damage to both body parts, or will they hit only one part? Love the show.
You know, I've thought about that, a lot, and I've never really tested it all that much. Have you, Noxella?
I've also thought about it, but I have never tested it.
I mean, it does the same amount of damage, no matter what. Yeah. The question is does the damage apply the same to all the body parts that are hit within the radius? Because, I mean, you could definitely hit both the head and wing at the same time.
Oh, yeah. I think that bombs do spread their damage over multiple parts. One example I would use is Lao Shanlong, where you can drop the anti-dragon bombs on his back. I'm fairly certain it contributes to getting multiple breaks on him, like his shoulders, both sides.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, it makes sense, because why show the damage animation over that large of an area? Unless it's actually having an effect per body part as well. Mm-hmm. I suppose if one were truly dedicated, they could get a Rathalos and only drop large barrel bomb pluses in the nook between his head and his right wing and never hit his left wing. But then again, they've got different break tolerances, don't they? You'd still be able to tell, though.
Probably.
But, I don't know. I don't know that I necessarily have the time or large barrel bombs necessary to test that. There's probably somebody out there that does. And if you do, please write in to, what is it, Monster Hunter Podcast at monsterhunterpodcast@gmail.com?
Google Mail.
Monster is that a question?
No, it's monsterhunterpodcast@gmail.com. No, wait a minute. Now I know. Yeah. Now you confused me. Monster Hunter Cast at monsterhuntercast@googlemail.com. Also,
yeah, that.
Also, you can comment on our YouTube channel as well.
Yeah. And yeah, just don't write in any more questions about ice cream, because that's really difficult to edit out.
What?
What?
Well, when they were asking us about ice cream last week.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I remember.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. Well, that one time is all you get to hear about.
Ice cream? Oh, yeah. Mm. Oh, I see. Mm. Oh, yeah, yeah. No, please, no ice cream anymore. Okay, so I think we're going to wrap this up a little bit. We would like to thank you for sending any questions.
It may actually be out tomorrow. It may be out on Monday. It's possible.
It went quite well. Nobody said anything horrible, so I think there's not so much editing going on.
I don't think there's going to be much editing at all. We did it. I mean, without Nick here, we're not waiting around 20 minutes between quests.
Yeah.
Love you, Nick.
Love you. So... Yeah. Oh, yeah, man. I'm re-loving you, Nick, so much. So, so sorry for that. The next episode will be on next Sunday, and we will try to get something in between, perhaps, as well.
Yeah, I think there's going to be, if you guys got time, there may be another cast tomorrow night for a different game.
Oh.
Nick was talking about it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bonus cast.
It's either that or maybe a tank cast maybe as well. Let's see.
Sure, whatever. We'll see. I don't know. It's up in the air.
Everything is possible. Everything is possible.
You just need imagination.
Just hold on to your dreams. Believe in your cards.
Believe in the heart of the cards.
Yes.
There will never be a Yu-Gi-Oh! Cast as long as I have anything to say about it.
Oh,
come on. I need to use my Exodia.
Okay. Noxella, if you want it, then we'll do it. But you're the only one.
No, no.
Is there a Yu-Gi-Oh game for the Wii?
I don't care. I'm drawing a line in the sand right here. No, Yu-Gi-Oh.
Noxella and I, we're going to go behind your back. There's going to be Yu-Gi-Oh cast right up there.
We're not even going to do it on a video game system. We're going to do it with actual cards.
Yeah, I'm going to drive down again.
Well, I will be able to... You can get me for a month, Magic, the Gathering.
That's a good game.
That's a good game. And there's actually a very good version of it on Xbox Live.
Oh, yeah.
And you can actually play it in 4-4. Oh, there's so many possibilities. We are going to explore all of them. We wish you a good hunt, good luck, and remember, cool guys, don't look at explosions.
Yeah.
Boom.
You create them.
Oh, yeah.
They just happen behind you spontaneously.
Oh, wow, you sound like a robot.
Oop up.
We
should... Explosion.
Oh, that sounded great.